Okay, good on Erev Shabbos. I just want to share one beautiful, beautiful idea that I saw from the Vilna Gaon and from the Kli Yakar. They really say the same idea. Quoted in the Sefer Otzis HaTorah, Alunish means also for Shlema Avram Moshe Ben Shein Rachel, and Naomi Bas Malka, Besoch Shechel Yisrael. So we get to Kriyas Yamsov in this week's Parsha, 2 minute Torah. Here we go. So the whole Vort, the Vilna Gaon says that there are two groups of Klai Yisrael that actually went through Kriyas Yamsov. He says, if you look in Perek Yudal at Pasuk Chav Beis, the Pasuk is very distinct. It uses the Lashon, Vayavowu B'nei Yisrael B'soch Hayam B'yabasha. They came, Klai Yisrael came into the water in the dry land. V'amayim lahem choymam yiminam m'mismalam. And the water was like a wall on the right and the left. Vayavowu, and then it says B'soch Hayam B'yabasha. Very good. Seven psukim later, it says in Perek Yudal Pasuk Chav Tes, "Ubnei Yisrael halchu b'yabasha b'soch hayam, v'amayim lahem chomam mimimam mimisulam." So what happens in this pasuk? It uses the lashon of halchu, not v'yavohu, halchu, and then instead of saying b'soch hayam b'yabasha, it says b'yabasha b'soch hayam, dry within the ocean. So says the Vilna Gaon, and says the Kli Yakar. Really, three questions. Question number one. Why is the Torah repeating these psukim? It seems like it's the same pasuk. Number two, why the change from b'soch hayam b'yabasha and then b'yabasha b'soch hayam? Why dafka? Why you change it b'soch hayam b'yabasha and then b'yabasha b'soch hayam? The question number two and question number three. Why does it say v'yavowu and then it says halchu? Says the Gra and says the Kli Yakar. Such a beautiful idea. He says we know that from Chazal tell us the Gemara. That Nachshon ben Aminadov, Shiva from the Shiva Yehuda from the Medrash, he was the first one to jump in, and the water actually rose up to his nose. He says there, in that pasuk, that's referring to B'soch Hayam B'Yabasha. Before the sea split, the Yam was up to his nose B'soch Hayabasha, and that's why it says Vayavou, they came Vayavou B'nei Yisrael B'soch Hayam B'Soch Hayam. He came to the water. He didn't wait for the water to split. And then what happened? By Abasha, then the dry land came. But what happened? Seven psukim later, they just came. They just walked through. When? By Abasha, once it was already dry. And then Besochayam, within the sea. And this really answers up all three questions. Why Dafka? The first question, why Dafka? Says the Gra, says the Kli Yakar. Why did the two psukim have to repeat itself? Because they're talking about two different psukim. Says in the second question, what's B'soch Hayam B'Yabasha B'soch Hayam? Because the first one, V'yavowu, is talking about Nachshon ben Aminadov. B'soch Hayam, he went through the Yam. He went through the challenge. And then B'Yabasha. And then what happened? Then it became dry land. But there's 8 psukim later, 7 psukim later, Uvnei Yisrael Halchu, they just walked through. Once it was already done for them, by Abasha, once it was already dry land, then B'soch Hayam, they went through the dry land and the ocean was on the side. And I think the idea is very, very pashut. Sometimes in life, we have to step up to be a leader. We can't wait for other people to step up and do the right thing. If we know something that's hard, but we know we have the koyach to be able to do the right thing, we have to step up just like Nachshon ben Aminadov does. If we see things that are happening around us, things that aren't so good for our families, our friends, we have to step up. We can't be passive. We can't be bystanders. We have to step up and do the right thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us now to go into Shabbos Shira. Why does someone sing? Someone sings when they feel like they did something, when they feel connected to their Ribbono Shel Olam, when they feel like they did the right thing, when they feel like they're grown closer to their Ribbono Shel Olam. And we said in past years that the Noam HaMelech has a beautiful idea as well. And then these words, B'soch Hayam B'Yabasha B'soch Hayam, Hayam, he says in the Chutah Shoshana, Hayam refers to when things are going hard, things are going challenging. But Yabasha, when things are going easy, they're dry. He says you have to use the Yabasha times that to help you get through the Yam times. So it's a beautiful idea from the Vilna Gaon and the Kli Yakar. If you remember the Torah from the Rabbi Melech, I think the Iker message is able to remember that we have to be a leader. Just like the Nachshon ben Aminadov, he stood up and he wasn't halchu, he was vayavohu, besoch hayam. Even when the things are up to the water is up to his nose. And then what happened? B'soch Hayam B'Yabasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the tremendous Yeshua. We should be zochah to be leaders, to step up and make the right decisions. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Kodesh Shira of Shogvim. Tavshin Ayin Chas. Shkoich.